WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into the Odell Beckham Jr. era here in Baltimore, as was broken in our Coons Baltimore Ford late night text on Sunday night. I thought it was Easter or maybe it was April Fool's. I'm not sure. Let's see. We've had an arena open. Earth, Wind & Fire, Springsteen, the Eagles, all in town this weekend. The New York Yankees were here. Aaron Judge hit home runs. So did Adley Rutschman. The great Nasty Nestor started on the mound on Sunday, my namesake. And they played a little golf down in Augusta over the weekend, and they had a tree fall, and all sorts of things were going on. And luckily for you and me, and I tell you what, for me, this guy's not around this week. So he's not going to be up at Pappas in Harford County eating all my crab cakes on the crab cake tour. I will say this. We're going to be at Pappas on Thursday, instant lottery scratch-offs. We give a bunch away at Fadley's on opening day. We give a bunch away at Costas last week. Ed Miller joins us now. He was actually on the course from Classic 5. We had him on last week previewing this. Dude, I had you on, and I asked you all about Butler Cabin and Azalea. You didn't even tell me you were going down there. How did you sandbag me like that last week?
Just kind of blew my mind, Nestor. You know, excited to get down to Augusta. And just like I said, just kind of blew my mind. Totally forgot.
You didn't even brag about it. You're like, well, I've been there twice. And let me tell you about this and that and the other thing. And I'm like, well, tell me about Mount Pleasant. Tell me about what's going on here. And the next thing I know, like, they're telling me you're actually there. Give me your experience there this weekend, man. I mean, you walked 17, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. I was out there. I was out there for the first couple days. And, you know, Augusta, beautiful as normal and very hilly. I guess this year with the neat part for the 2 days I was there was the drastic change in weather. You went from 85 on Thursday, felt like you were playing in a dome, to windy, cold. Heck, by the time the week was done, they played in 40, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80-degree weather down in Augusta. Wild this week.
So I was watching this on Sunday, and I've been to, you know, more than a handful of golf tournaments, but I attended more golf tournaments in the 80s back in the old days when the LPGA was in here, and I covered various things, congressional, you know, the whole deal, than what it's become and where the Masters. I mean, I went to the BMW a couple years ago as a spectator, seeing these people in the little chairs where they sit in one hole and they watch. I find that to be just not interesting to me, right? Like, I find the television coverage where I'm seeing Tiger limp on one hole, seeing trees go down, seeing what's happening on 13. We're going back to 9. We got the leaders finding out where Phil Mickelson is before he mattered on Sunday. People watching this on their tablets on Thursday and Friday because TV's not showing it because it's kind of antiquated. Just all of it, just getting caught up on, oh, where are we in 2023? And what happened to Tiger? And, oh, look at Phil and look at Koepka and all the things that happened over the weekend. For you being there, when you're in it, tell me how you monitor it and how you don't just enjoy the smell of it because you're a friggin' golf guy. You care who's shooting well. You might even have a few nickels on it for all I know. But, like, when you're down there, how do you enjoy it other than the fact that it's beautiful?
Yeah, well, the first part, like you hit it right on the head, it's beautiful. So I enjoy the golf course. And my friends and I, we enjoy to just walk the golf course in order. But, you know, you have a pairings list and you definitely kind of stop here or venture over to a different hole to watch a couple of your favorite golfers. And honestly, one of the neat things or the design about Augusta that always makes it wild is when you hear the roars, you can kind of know what direction they're coming from. Then you look at your pairing sheet and you go, ooh, that's Mickelson's group over there, I think. And then you definitely try to work your way over in that direction and check it out.
It's a fully engaged event for you. You're spending a lot of dough to be there, and it's not about getting drunk and sitting on the lawn and taking pictures with azaleas. Like, you're in the tournament in a real way as a thoughtful PGA pro walking. I'm just fascinated to see what you're looking for, you know?
Yeah, no, that's pretty much the same thing. I'm looking for you know, the course itself is beautiful. Like I said, there are certain players that I do enjoy to watch. You know, but this year, you know, it was a neat list. We had to check out the young kid, Sam Bennett, when we heard about him and how he was playing. And then you venture around and we were lucky the first day, you know, three guys were on fire, John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, a couple of those guys. So, you know, it's pretty fun. And the neat thing about Augusta compared to other tournaments is their field is only 80 to 90 players, you know, so it's kind of easier. It's more, it's more intimate. It's easier to find the group that you're looking for and to follow and pay attention and kind of see where everybody's going at the Masters. And
how many people walk versus sit on a hole? I mean, because it's if you're an old dude and you can sit on 17 or 18 and like just sit there all day and just that's your experience because you don't want to walk 18 miles, which I'm sure on your I watch you probably walk 10 miles a day, maybe more.
It definitely was over 10 miles on Thursday. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I would say 60% of the people tend to walk. And 40% sit still, even though by Sunday, it looks like there's a good majority of people sitting in their chairs by Sunday. But I think it's a good mix. It's a good 50, 60% walk around, follow the whole course. So
it's the thought of sitting there waiting for John Rahm to get there all day Sunday, especially now we can get into this tournament. By the way, Ed Miller's here from Classic Five. Tell me what Classic Five is, because I wear it out talking about it in the commercial. When people come to you and say, hey, you're a golf pro, look at you. I met you at Augusta. What do you do? And what do you tell people about Classic Five and what you do?
I appreciate that, Nestor. Well, the Classic Five, you know, we've been around for 100 years, over 100 years when you consider Clifton Park. But we are the five municipal golf courses of Baltimore. We've been around, like I said, for over 100 years. We have five different courses, five different levels of golf. We can pretty much make any golfer happy at any one of our facilities, whether you just want to play, whether you want to learn golf, you know, come check us out.
The other thing I think that's interesting for as a gateway place for people to come, when you say we're open, you're affordable. And oh, by the way, you can hit on five courses, meet five different Eds, meet a Tom, meet somebody else on a different course, get other lessons. But more than that, they're all 15 minutes apart, right? 10 minutes, you know, like some cases close, right? And to have the variety and say, this is a gateway. Because I always say to my wife, and I no offense, and I'll just admit this out loud. I watch the Masters, and I think of golf as being a snooty thing. And I'm a Dundalk guy, and people get down to Sparrows Point and play, and people come to Clifton Park and play. I mean, I used to drive through Herring Park, going to Memorial Stadium. People were always playing golf. My dad didn't play, right? My dad was more basketball, baseball. My dad didn't go to the track. I said that to you before. Like, there's certain things people are into. But golf is one of these things, and I even say this about Brian Billick. He made fun of it. All of my relationship. Now I can't get him on the phone. He's on the golf course and he's picking the sport up after 65 years of age as a former athlete drafted NFL when the old draft was longer. We all know, but I mean, all kidding aside, it is when you see this on Sunday and say, Masters, maybe a little snooty or whatever. And then think, well, I was an athlete and I played ball and I remember hitting the ball and I kind of enjoy that. And I'm looking to get outside. I'm looking to walk some more and I'm looking to do something else. This, you are the entry point to help people that maybe haven't picked up a club in a couple of years, or maybe they hurt their back a couple of years ago and they want to go out and give it a swing again, that this is the time of the year and the Masters is the bell ringing, right? For Pavlov's dog, if you love golf. And you're the first, I mean, people don't have country club money and this and that. You're a place they could call and get on the course and get real lessons for less than a Springsteen ticket. I wanted to say that.
Absolutely. You're correct. I appreciate that one too. But yeah, come on out, play some golf, learn some golf from us. That's what we are. You know, if your ultimate goal is to maybe get to Augusta, then you got to come see myself or some of our other fellow PGA professionals and get some lessons. You know, the other thing is Mount Pleasant, the fact that we've had tour events there back in the 50s and 60s, but some of the guys who played Augusta have also played Mount Pleasant. So, you know, that's another thing for the local people, you know, come out, play Mount Pleasant, check it out, learn golf and say, hey, you worked some of the same fairways that some of these guys who have played in the Masters have walked on. So
if you're the cheapest SOB from Colgate and Dundalk, like maybe one of us, and you just want to, you want to come play golf. What's the entryway to playing golf right now? Like, I want to learn. Do I have to buy clubs? You do. You got to have clubs if you're really going to learn. You're going to go out and play the game, right? And then they need to have shoes and a guy like you. Soup to nuts. My wife doesn't have any of that. Let's say she wants to pick up the game and because she's athletic and she likes golf. She likes it more than I do on a – not just watching it, but she – I played enough golf to know like how much I like it or don't. She always, at a range, she'll pick the club up. She's not great at it, but she'd be somebody if she had a girlfriend, had a relative, that she would go play and it would be something as she gets older because she's very athletic. What would it cost to outfit her to get her involved in golf?
to get her into golf, you know, if you did want to purchase clubs, you could definitely purchase clubs for a couple hundred less. I could have you on the golf course with lessons, equipment, and first greens fee and cart fee for probably $300-$325. And from that point on, hopefully you start to learn golf. You get into
what's it going to cost me to come out and play on a Thursday morning? $50. What's the where am I on a cost point to play once or twice a week, get a lesson or three the first month or two?
I would say $35 to $50, depending on which one of our five courses you want to play. And then once we get you hooked, we have all kinds of memberships and afternoon passes. For example, you can play Mount Pleasant every afternoon after 12 with a cart for about $270 a month. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's 5 days a week you can play after 12.
So you're talking at a grand for the summer, a couple of months. You can come out, play for a couple, 4 or 5 months while it's out there as much as you want, because you got a gig that allows you to do that. And you go, look at the weather on Thursday. Got it, you know. And I'm sure when the weather gets good, like it is this week, and the Masters, maybe this week's like a tougher time to get on. Can you still get on this week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's always a tee time or two available at one of our five courses. But you are right. Weather forecast looks great.
Oh, 82 on Thursday, Ed. Come on now, dog. Like, yeah, I see the sun. My app says so here.
Yeah. Come out, play some golf, get some exercise. And the one cool thing about golf is it's anywhere from 2.5 to 4.5 hours of time, quality time with one of your friends, loved ones, family. That, to me, is the best part about golf.
I'm just going to dream that I'm on Kapalua next week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Drinking the Kona blend.
Yeah. It might not be as good a shape as Augusta, but I wouldn't mind being in Kapalua either.
My friends at Cole Roofing, give me a little Rofo in my coffee cup here. We're enjoying a conversation as we always do. We're going to make him come on more often. I've already bugged him twice this week. Ed Miller, I mean, spent all this time with me last week. He's teaching people at Mount Pleasant and pimping Classic 5. Next thing you know, he's in Augusta. Did you see Tiger? Let's get back to what happened over the weekend and Phil and Koepka and all that. I mean, I'm not a Tiger fan. I told you he was a jerk to me at the New Year's Eve at the Hootie and the Blowfish at the Hard Rock back in 96. I'm still holding the hard grudge 27 years later. I let him go 27 years later like the Colts grudge. I let that go. But seeing him limp like that, seeing where he is in his life and his career, and more than that, seeing Phil Mickelson, who, quite frankly, and, you know, I'm pretty political, Ed. I'm not a guy that's taking Saudi blood money. I'm not a fan of what's going on. And I watched the 60 Minutes piece afterwards. And the reporter from 60 Minutes is a friend of mine and a guy I've had on. So I'm anti-sports washing. So I'm anti-live live, however you pronounce it or whatever. I don't think it's a good concept. But that being said, it played into all of everything that happened this weekend. And Phil's sort of the bad guy who almost like came in on a horse. I mean, it could have been closer if Rom backed up, right?
Yeah. That or if Brooks Koepka wouldn't have went backwards, because you got to remember, Koepka is also a live golfer. Yeah, it would have been really interesting to see how that would have played out today between the PGA Tour and live had Brooks Koepka won it. But you're right. Watching it this Sunday, it was interesting to see you had PGA Tour battling some live guys. And it's a shame. I used to love Mickelson as well before all this controversy, and comparing him to, say, Tiger Woods in their fifth, you know, Phil in his 50s and Tiger close. It is ironic that Tiger, who used to, you know, was a great athlete, he's the one that looks like he can barely get around the golf course. And now Phil, who used to be the soft, pudgy looking guy, is 52 years old and he's getting around the golf course fine. It was really interesting.
And he looks 32, right?
Yeah,
whatever he's doing with the clear and the, you know, whatever Barry Bonds left him 20 years ago to whatever Tom Brady was doing. And I mean, what Tom Brady did is not normal, and I don't know, you know, whatever bottle he's peeing in is a different bottle than they made the baseball players pee in and the Olympic guys pee in. I'll say that. But seeing Mickelson at this point and doing things that are supernatural in that sort of Roger Clemens kind of way, I mean, it makes me question all of it in that way. But more than that, it is a remarkable thing. I mean, what Tom Brady did, however you – remarkable. When you're doing this at that point, remarkable. And the will and the want to do it, I mean, Phil Mickelson on Sunday – was memorable. And he didn't win.
No, he didn't win, but it was exciting. You know, Rahm looks really good. I think if anything, the tour, they're obviously happy that John Rahm won, and he's definitely one of the top players in the world right now. I guess the tour would be a little disappointed in how Rory played. That was kind of disappointing for him. But all in all, the Masters was great. Lots of cool storylines. And John Rahm, great champion. Probably going to win it again. You know, he's got the kind of game to win multiple Masters as well.
I wanted to see a shootout of some kind. I mean, I'm a guy. I want to see 3-4 guys one shot off. I want to see pressure. I want to see balls going in the water. I want to see what NASCAR fans, they want to see a car crash, right? I mean, I want to see something that's like the BMW was here. I mean, we always point back to that locally. We had just an unbelievable tournament, right? Doesn't matter who's in it. Doesn't matter if you get good guys, bad guys, who you like, who you don't like. That part was a little disappointing, but it's the Masters. Right. And then we have the Odell Beckham thing. You got any thoughts on Odell Beckham or the Orioles?
I'm just kind of excited. I just want to know who's throwing him the football, though.
First things first, as every golfer would say, you know, like, right? John Wooden would say, you got to put your socks on and tie your shoes the right way first. You know, we don't worry about, we got to crawl before we walk. Ed, last thing for you, I didn't talk last week with you over Classic Five about limited flight golf ball. And I didn't give you any oxygen on that. We talked about a whole bunch of stuff last week and Masters and all that, but just for the game and for people playing, define all this for everybody in our audience.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it's a very ironic, too, after being in Augusta this week and all this flight ball, the construction or the remodeling they did on 13, for example, at Augusta. I know they talked about it a lot on TV, but trying to make that hole longer so that the modern golfers can play that hole the way the designer had envisioned them to do it.
Par represents as an example.
Correct.
Not cutting a hole off, right? Literally.
Correct. Right. And that is one of the things, you know, not to say I'm jealous, because, you know, from all accounts, all the seminars that I've been to and so forth, and talking to all the sales reps in golf, the tour pros do not use stronger equipment or hotter balls than we used, but they have just gotten so long that some of these holes and some of these courses just can't contain them. And not every course has money like Augusta, where they go, hey, these guys are getting too long on this hole, let's just add 50 yards to it. Between money and space, some courses can't do it. So,
well, a perfect swing back in the day would be what your eyeball told you. Now you have equipment on every golf course to show what a perfect swing is. And the next little version, I mean, that kid Bennett running around the other day, right? And he looks skinny and gangly. I mean, he's going to add weight. He's going to get stronger. It's just having it be perfect every single time allows you to do what John Rahm does, right? I mean, everybody's been seeking this for 100 years. It's kind of like there's now science involved. We talk about baseball getting wrecked with the shift, and now it's back, and what that means. But when you can hit the ball 500, you know, that wasn't normal. The size of the clubs that look like Fred Flintstone with these giant – I mean, there was all this evolution of – and it's so American and longer. I mean, that's not the way these courses were designed for surgery, not necessarily for Paul Bunyan, right?
Right, correct. It's all, you know, precision over power. So it's good to have a mix, but modern golf has become much more about the power. Hit it as far as you can.
Because that's what draws kids to do it. Chicks love the long ball, right?
That's it. That's the saying I was taught growing up, you know, drive
for
show.
Well, I'm thinking if you're a 16-year-old boy on the golf course, or even a girl at this point, how far do you hit it is, right? I mean, it's like how far can you hit it is the measurement. Like for every pitcher, it's not your stuff. It's do you throw 90? Are you in the 90s? If you're not, you're not a prospect.
Correct.
Right? Right.
And that's almost what it's becoming in golf. And the way they're building these new courses, that's you almost have to be that way. So, you know, I think the golf ball might
be a par eight for me because it's 900 yards away and I can't get there. Right.
Correct. Yeah. So
I love talking golf. People know something about golf because I'm just faking it till I make it. Ed Miller's not doing that. He's a professional. Unlike me with the Ravens or the Orioles, you know, I get to know you're a professional. Tell everybody what you do and how they can be in touch with you and get out on the course and take advantage of the great weather this week. Mm-hmm. Price is right. Timing's right. Everything's – if you want to get involved in golf, this is the time.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. It's classic5golf.com. I'm the golf professional at Mount Pleasant, but I'm part of five courses, Carroll Park, Clifton Park, Forest Park, and Pine Ridge. We want all the citizens of Baltimore and surrounding areas to come out and learn golf, play golf, enjoy golf like I always have. It's a great ambiance, so to speak. It's exercise. Come out and play. Learn golf. Like you said, the Masters just happened. 80-degree weather this week. I think the season is finally here. It's time to dust off the clubs, get out of the house, and come play some golf.
You know what's interesting is I see all these people playing in that big thing. It's not in my picture that they built with the big thing, the net down next to it, right? So I'm thinking of people. I'm thinking, is that competition? Or I'm thinking of, to me, that's like a gateway drug, right? Like if you're hitting it into a net at the side of a freeway downtown, at some point you're going to want to get out onto a pasture, right? I mean, literally, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you want to get out there and test it on the real course.
They're doing your job for you to some degree, because at some point you'll have a good time, drink some beer, and do it that way. But then you're going to want to go play ball, right?
Correct. Literally. And if that's your thing, you can still come out and drink a couple beers playing golf as well.
Well, on an 82-degree day, I don't think anybody wants to be cooped up anywhere, or just maybe on a range, do that too. But absolutely. If you're a golfer and you jones to do it, like if you're a boater and you jones to do it, or you're a concert guy like me chasing the Eagles and Springsteen around last week and angry at everybody who didn't invite me to Earth, Wind & Fire. But it's okay, because they're coming back with Lionel Richie, so it's all good. But this is a beautiful time. I mean, Oriole baseball, people getting out. Lacrosse is banging right now, and I know that the Classic Five golf courses are bikini waxed and ready to go. We've had good weather, we've had a nice winter, and Ed will regale you with tales from Augusta. And did you get a pimento sandwich? Or my mother loved those, because she's from 30 miles away from Augusta.
I don't really enjoy it, but for some reason I still start every Masters with one of those.
God, they're awful, dude.
That's my breakfast sandwich when I got there.
It's like spoiled cheese with like pepper in it. It's sort of like bologna without the bologna. It's so it's terrible. But nonetheless, my mother was from Abbeville, South Carolina. So how did you go? Did you drive down or fly down? How did you get there?
Yeah, I drove down, drove down, overnight, still doing that, and then get there, walk all day Thursday, and enjoy it. And
so you drove past the Gaffney Peach outside of Spartanburg, South Carolina, did you, on 85? See, my mother grew up in Abbeville, South Carolina, just near Clemson, Greenville, Greenwood, Spartanburg, about 45 minutes away from Augusta. Her brother lived in Augusta, lived in Martinez and Evans. I'm sure you know those towns. Yeah. Lived in Martinez. It's still, my cousins that still live there. Still flying the Confederate flag out in front, the whole deal. Literally. So, but nonetheless, that part of the world, I'm very, very familiar with it. So, I have been talking so much about going down there and spending a day with my mother's history, and I'm going to do it. But you know, my wife, dude, she puts it on Sunday, and I'm not allowed to talk. I'm here getting work done. She's hanging on the holes. I tried to turn it off when it's over. She's like, no. We're going to Butler Cabin. I want to see Jim Nance welcome the friends in. I want to see the guy from the Masters suck up to everybody, like the whole deal. So my wife loves it. My wife wants to go to the Masters. Like, I'm telling you, it's if I said I'm taking the Masters, she'd be like, wow. I don't get a lot of wow outside of Kapalua, Ed. You know what I mean? I'm saying? So, but it is, people love the Masters, and I know you loved it too. And I just wanted to touch you because you touched it this weekend. So now we'll send everybody out to Mount Pleasant to hit the ball with you. All right.
There you go. I appreciate it, Nestor. Thank you so much.
Is Lamar thing going to work out, you think?
Oh, I'm thinking no, but I'm hoping so.
You know, this is the worst thing in the world, guys like you, you know, with high expectations, golf progress. They go sign Odell Beckham, and all you ask is, so what about Lamar? Ed Miller's, he's a Classic Five golf. He's at Mount Pleasant. Go visit with him and go learn to play the great game. I'm wearing the Pappas shirt this week in the world famous Crab Cakes, because we're going to Pappas on Thursday. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'll be giving away the instant lottery scratch off tickets. They've given me these old schoolers. Ed's an old school Baltimore guy. Remembers all these old logos, the old Maryland lottery logos. So this is just a sample. These are the fake ones. I'm not giving those away, but these are the real ones. Instant lottery scratch. We got a $40 winner. I mean, you can play around at Mount Pleasant with that. So we gave that away at Fadley's over the weekend. We're going to be at Pappas Thursday, 2 and 5, Harford County Pappas, brand new up in Bel Air. I hope everybody comes out and joins us. Also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 5 years, 0% finance. They didn't even give me that deal, but I'm very, very happy with the windows. Now I got to get Pessar out here again because he's damn ants. The April ants in my pants got me all itching. You guys have seen it on the camera all week. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Let's see here. Masters, Springsteen, Eagles, Orioles. Oh, and Lamar Jackson. Stay with us.